Okay, the next case is open. Two tables for the office. Next one under advisement is case number 10,394. And that one, let's see. Excuse me. Sierra Mobile Home City, Mr. Burrell.
You guys had ruled some time ago that you were not going to consider any additional variance or special use applications from Sierra because of existing violation.
That was correct.
I'm not sure how this one surfaced, but it obviously got in here. So.
I thought that's what we were. That's what I wanted to ask you, and I'm glad it got,
And I understand. I think we heard that there's yet another one coming.
Well, maybe for next record meeting
or something. Yeah, I don't.
There's two more coming.
How we got in here.
There's one coming with a shed, and there's one coming with a 35% home rule, too, coming in. So there's two of them coming next meeting. So what do we do, Mr. Burrell? What steps can we take?
Well,
or can you take
help us? You can. I thought we had headed the thing off previously because we made that known to the zoning office and to the assistant administrator. But I think about all you can do now that they're in the mill here is just to go ahead and table them until that the other case gets resolved, until the violations are correct.
Which, if it goes beyond 45 days, then it's not an issue.
Which, what about 45 days?
Can we leave it on the table until, for how long? Or indefinitely?
On indefinitely, yeah. Okay.
On this one here, because we already have something, in the works about it.
So moved.
Okay, let me.
Can anything be done like that at the building permit department? The flag, something that. At that level?
I thought they had done that.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, we had a meeting. Can't get into all the details. We had a meeting about it about a week ago, and that's surprising that these things are on the calendar.
Rick, can a letter be sent to the manager and tell her not to do this? I mean, from attorney? From you?
I think we can do that.
Can we do
that?
I mean,
add to it, yeah.
I mean, it's obviously here when her fault, really. I mean, everything was going her way, and then all of a sudden this happened.
Yeah.
I mean, the manager need to be
stepping on her own.
Stopped.
Yeah.
Something.
Or have her subpoenaed, have her come in again, and you can address her here. Or
yeah, I'll take care of it.
Whatever. We appreciate that. That's what I meant for us tonight, being just coming again. And what the board did. So, Mr. Mills, you made a motion to table this for. I didn't get all your motion. If you would repeat it again, please.
Until we can. Make further decisions on other cases in Sierra.
To the violations of the
yeah.
Okay. Well, then, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and seconded by Mr. Workman that we will table case number 10,394, and that's with Sierra Mobile Home Park. Until all other violations have been corrected or can be corrected. We have a standing motion to that effect. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So case number 10,394 will be left on the table again until all the violations have been corrected. Okay, next case.